Good morning, this is Carol Moyle, Committee Assistant, Environment and Energy Committee. Today is Wednesday, July 13th, 9:30 a.m. This is a conference committee on House Bill 2625. Members from the House CNE Committee are Representative Hooley, Chair, Representative Anderson. Members from the Senate House CNE Committee are Senator Kitzhaber and Senator Hurd.
Conference committee. House Bill 2625 will come to order.
Madam Chair, I'm Chief Sponge of the bill.
Representative Anderson.
I think we all have somewhat interest in this bill. I certainly would accede to the Senate amendments subject to the approval of the governing body. That means you have to review each and every individual case. And I would accede really to the governing body to review the permits every 12 months, although I think 24 months would be more reasonable as far as having to go through the process, but I wouldn't hang it up on that. The third one is rather onerous. Limits to relatives only. Current law allows that. What this did when we said no more than five full or part-time persons is a limiting thing. Currently, governing body could say 10 or less. This actually limits it to five. If the Senate language on that held, I'd rather not have a bill because it immediately puts over 100 cottage industries in Douglas County out of business.
Madam Chair.
Representative. Senator Kitzhaber.
You're speaking of the
Line nine.
The five or the limiting it to families?
The limiting to families.
Okay, what are your feelings on just the A and Gross bill without the last set of amendments that we...
Well, that's fine. I would, yield to line five and everything after the reporting procedure. No problem there. Although I understand it would be easier just to accede to the House amendments, I suppose. That wouldn't have to come back to the House then.
Well, I will be more than happy to take it down and give that a whirl. I didn't do so well the first time. I agree that limiting it to families, members only, basically ruins the bill, in my estimation.
Not only ruins it, it makes us all illegal.
And what if we were to... delete that portion. I don't know if there's a B post bill. I guess it probably isn't. Delete that and on line 9 in this portion here say employed on more than 5 full or part-time persons who are not family members. Is that,
well, I think if you with 5 full or part-time persons, first of all, that's a maximum that the county can allow.
That includes family members.
And that would include family members.
Yeah, I don't know what the sense is. I'm not sure what your sense on that language is.
That's the language I would support.
Oh, you would support that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it would left, if
the
my
Senate
nine were left,
limited it to family members only. Period.
The second time around,
right?
The first time around, you couldn't pass that on the Senate floor. We did have, I will tell you, on the House side, we also had problems with that. There were a lot of people that came unglued over this language.
We passed it with 39 votes.
Well, Madam Chair, may I just make a trial motion here?
Sure.
Supposing we were to retain on the amendments, Senate amendments dated July 11th, supposing we were to delete lines 3 and 4.
Uh-huh.
Reinsert two and retain one and two. I don't know how you feel about those two portions.
Well, I think we could retain 1 and 2 and 5, 6, 7, and 8.
I can live with the reporting procedures and the permit process.
I would move the deletion of lines 3 and 4 on the Senate amendments to the Ingalls bill dated July 11th, which would essentially remove the language that limited only to in-laws, parents, children, or siblings.
Senator Kitzhaber moves that we delete lines 3 and 4 on Senate amendments dated July 11th. Any objection?
Madam Chair, does that reflect to will employ no more than 5 full or part-time? I assume that's what that does.
Yes. Okay. Any other discussion?
Move the amended bill.
Okay. Senator Kitzhaber moves the amended bill. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Conference committee is adjourned.